Pauline that I ever see was over, was here, and they wasn't why. I used to hear Mama talk about them when she was a child. She said that one morning she went out to the old mister, she's big enough to know to hand water, and said when she got to the door, opened the door, that the stars was falling. Now, when the stars was falling that morning, and said she didn't know, and said old mister looked out and says, don't you go out there. She says, stars. She said she just went like meat frying, you know, so the whole earth was just lit up, you know. Said they're just going like meat frying, just 4 days. And said that when she went to go to the spring, and the stars fell, so when it quit falling to the daylight, and said she met some Indians down there, you know, they packed water from a spring, she said. And say she met some wild Indians. And they had, old Mrs. Cook had give her a piece of bread. And they give her, they give them the beads, you know. Give her some beads. Some beads, you know, and took the bread. And took the bread from her. And said every time she'd go and step in front, or go walk, they'd step in front of her. Every time she'd go and walk, they'd step in front of her. And said, finally, at last, they had the bread up and raised the hand back, you know, and took the beads away from her. And that said they was wild, took it away from her. And said she went back to the house crying, said she told she met some people and took her bread and gave her some beads and then took the beads away from her. And that's only ever I hear talk of wild Indians in my life. I never hear talk of no Indians. I ain't never seen none. Until I don't wear them as Indians, what? That all them feathers in the hat, in the heads. Uh-huh. I've seen some of them.
Those are Indians.
When I was a child, I don't know whether them was an Indian or not. Then you see, when I was a child, they'd go in droves, in droves, and come in the house, you know, and take what they wanted, something deep like that. You never take nothing but something deep. Like that. And then get out, you know, and make fun of them, grin, you know, and laugh, you know.
No, is that right?
Yes, a laugh. Take it. All folks of that, they go and take it. If they're off their hand, you know, for it, and made the motion, you just well go get to them or let them, because they go out in there and get that stuff. Mama had an old chicken once. Great big old chicken. And they didn't have them but pots then. Didn't have no stove, just had pots as I've recollected. Had pots. Mm-hmm. And had that chicken in that pot. And I don't know what that man said to the other now those. He said some kind of language we didn't hear. Yeah, he come in with a bucket. And just take that pot and put all that stuff in that pot with them feathers in his head, in his hat, you know. Mm-hmm. Put all that in, that vittles in that pot. And those little children stand around there hungry. And they had long, high feathers in their head. And them babies tied on their back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
They tied on their back. Do. Yes, I didn't know what they would.
What did they make their bedding out of in those days, the folks? What did the neat colored folks use for bedding?
They have quilts like they have now.
I mean, what they make mattresses out of? How would they make these feather beds?
You know, they get that off from chickens, you know, and things like that. And that's what they get them off. And gooses, you know, that some of them are wise enough to have goose feathers. But when I was coming up, tell the truth about it, we'd go out and cut our grass, cut it. You know, just take a hoe and cut it. And let take it off and pile it off and let it dry and put that in the mattress.
Sleep all that.
Yes, sir.
Did he sleep pretty good?
Yes, sir. He slept pretty good. And it wouldn't ground up neither. You know, he cut it and it stayed. Mm-hmm. But if you wait till the frost fell on, he'd ground up fine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're chilling now. Mom would have us two, them old big old hay mattress on the bed, and we thought we were something. We would. Thought we was in something.
What about, Johnny, that, business of having some of the Negroes, the good hands, you know, and good women, good men, going off and breeding them like cattle. Do you remember anything about that?
No, I didn't know in secret. They wouldn't let children know that, you know, but I heard it after after that they'd do that. But Stephen was coming up and wouldn't let us know nothing about something like that. But they say that was sure so. You know, just like a big, fine-looking woman, a big, fine-looking man, you know. Old boss wants, you know, children from them, you know. They just fasten them up in the house or somewhere, you know, and going off and leave them in there. Want to breed them like those hogs or horses, something like that, I said.
That sounds like it.
Yes, sir. And they said that's what they used to do in slavery time.
Did they whip the slaves much? Do you remember how, whether they whipped them?
The biggest whipping ever I know was give to Martha Albert. The biggest whipping that ever I know. Mr. Bennett, they didn't whip his niggas much. They had to do something mighty, mighty, you know, bad for him to whip them.
Yes, well, did the slaves ever try to slip away? Did they ever try to run off?
No, not on the place where we was. I never hear them say they run off over there, run off. Other places I hear them stay in the woods and so long until they wear the clothes off them, slip up. Now, I heard Mama say when she was a girl, she brought Mississippi. When she was a girl, that there one old woman run off, she did run off, to beat her so she run off. And every night she slip home and somebody have her something to eat. And she'd get that vittles and stay in the woods. And they, you know, just they tell the other, you know, could you see, I don't know what their name, see so-and-so, ever see them? Say, no. Well, you tell them if they come home, we ain't gonna whoop them. We ain't gonna whoop them if they come home. Well, I'd be all the way, you know, they'd come. Said once this man stayed in the woods so long, tell you his hair on him long like a dog. Just growed up, you know, and stayed in the woods. Just stayed in the woods. And they couldn't get him out.
Well, did any of them run off and get plumb free? Were they? Did you ever hear them talk about them?
I hear them talk about them going off, you know, going off to places where they're free. But I hear her say, I didn't know that. She said just like be some white people, you know, would nigger come along, you know, and he just get him off, you know, take him, carry him off where he wouldn't be no, tell him wouldn't be no slave or wouldn't be beat up, you know, and carry him off that way.
Mm-hmm.
Still, two, three, they'd say the white folk could catch them, three or four, you know, colored people off that way. Pick up children, say they used to go in the wagons, you know, go around wagon with the covers on them. I've seen covers since I've been beaten up with wagon, with covers on them, and just take them and go on. When I was a child, I see a little boy, a man jumped out of the old covered wagon and caught the child, caught him, and got for his belt with the child. Well, I reckon that a slave, I don't know. That a slave, but they caught him, caught the child. And I had a grandchild that they're taking off.
Is that right? Took him off?
Well, the show people, I didn't took him off, I don't know. They took him off. It's Sealy.
What do you know?
Yes, they took that child off. Mama didn't have but that one. And they took it off. Took it off. But they got it at such a minute time.
Well, can you remember how what happened when they set you free? Do you remember you remember how the old master acted when they?
No, so I can't remember that, you know, can't remember that. But I remember, you know, the time they give them a big dinner, you know, on the 19th.
Is that right?
On the 19th, you know, that's called, they said have to give them a big dinner on the 19th. But now we didn't know. I'll tell you, I don't hide the other side of the folks, you know, freedom. We didn't know. They just thought, you know, just feeding us, you know. Just had a long table and just had just little everything you want to eat, you know. And drink, you know. And they said that was on the 19th. And everything we wanted to eat and drink. Well, you see, I didn't know what that was for. I just, you know, it wasn't wise like children is now. You know, anything grow up now, a child 6-7 years old can tell you.
That's right.
Yes, it wasn't wise. You know. That's the way they done us. Give us a big dinner, Mr. Bethany. You know. Mr. Bethany got Ms. Mill. Is Mr. Bethany's granddaughter stay right across town. And she got a daughter stay out here in the country. Our young mister. Out here in the country.